Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, we representing WATAZP. Yeah. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger would suck it up like a plunger, but yet and still I would wonder when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars is like rocking a Zorro quote? Yeah, it's hard to swallow as a brain power weakened mind decrease. I'm thinking on shrill chatter, presidents deceased, but somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired. And the reason that I'm even here today is because I had a couple things I wanted to say, like for real. If you want to open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Stroke, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun in all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun, couple of laughs, some good times, the way that I come through and drop lines. People be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep it true, I'm about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yet and still I don't rock platinum or gold. I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love, you know what I'm saying, spread the love, spread the love, now I'm saying, yeah, spread the love, yeah, all up in the place to be, WATAZP, yo.
KZP live on Blog Talk Radio. 740, I got 740. State your name.
This is Nephew B to the L to the X, Nephew Black in the building.
What's up, man?
What's going on?
I'm going to tell you right now, Nephew Black, we might not have a show tonight.
We might not have a show tonight.
Folks are dropping off like flies. Ron L. lives in Virginia.
Yeah.
As you know, Hurricane Irene is hitting them.
Oh, yeah.
So they got, he texted me and said he won't be able to call in because the lines are down.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because they're going through a hurricane. So that kills all that. Mr. Buzz couldn't come in.
Yeah.
So we all going to do this repeat next week. I'm still going to hold the line for about an hour. I'm waiting on DJ to call. She just called and she got dropped off again. It's 850.
I'm here. Stop looking for me. I'm here.
I'm trying to tell you. I don't know if you heard, if you was listening online, but Ron L. cannot call because Hurricane Irene is hitting him.
Oh, boy.
Because, you know, he's in Virginia.
Yeah, I knew that thing wasn't messing up.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about that, so he texted me and said all the lines are down.
I would think so. Okay. Well, I was trying to get in, and it kept giving me a all the lines are busy message, and when I finally got in, I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, so it's pretty bad. Irene is taking her toll. We have a worker named Irene. And I said, Irene, right now you're blowing a lot of hot air, but once you land on shore, you'll be in a tropical depression, and you'll be walking around all moist. Like Duncan Hines cake.
Wow.
I see Miss CJ is in. I know she's shaking her head, but I'm popping her on. Miss CJ, more than likely, we're not going to have Ron L. because Hurricane Irene is hitting Virginia right now, and that's where he's at.
Wow.
And he said all the lines were down. He texts me, and this is Miss CJ, and DJ is on the line, and Nephew Black from the Mr. Bug Show is on the line.
Hi,
DJ.
Hi, Nephew.
How are you, girl?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm good.
I'm Mr. Black.
Nephew Black.
Nephew Black.
This is,
good evening.
This is Nephew Black for the Mr. Bug Show. What's going on?
Good evening.
How you doing?
Good.
So here we go with another anonymous show where I got to come up with some stuff. So the first question I got for y'all, and I want to know y'all views, what y'all think about Libya and Gaddafi leaving up? Somebody going to die with the country, but he ain't there. That can't roll, which I would have did too. I would have rolled too. I would have been talking for some other state, way on the other side, in Canada, talking about, we will fight, to the end. But that nigga over in Canada, sipping on the iced tea, talking about, you know, talking about all of them hoes, like Snoop, you know. So somebody tell me how they feel about this Libya thing, and I know Donna got something to say about it.
Well, truthfully, I do. I think that that's the right answer. You have to say, like any good captain, I'm going down with the ship, but then you dress in undercover clothes and you disappear just like the rest of the people, and they think you went down with the ship. If you're smart, you go down with the ship in prosperity, but you don't actually go down with the ship.
That's crazy. That dude rolled it out. Nephew Black.
I'll just say this. I knew the other day we thought that earthquake over here in Ohio. And I'm about ready to dip out and go to Canada myself, and I'll die with my country over there.
I'm going to get to that.
But did you notice that he had all those tunnels that they had built under the city, that he could go anywhere he wanted at any point in time? And I'm sure when he told them that, he was going down one of those tunnels when he said it.
He probably was filming halfway in the middle of the tunnel. We got a power plug right here. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we good.
Let's stop. Set up the lights. I'm underground. We will fight. Okay, let's go. That nigga rolled out. Miss CJ, what do you feel about Gaddafi rolling out on the country?
Hey, like D said, that's what they do, the leaders, you know. Not all, but some.
Yeah, that's what Saddam, he seen what happened to Saddam when he was in that hole, and then he was standing, he was swinging on that rope with his eyes still open. He seen what happened. He was like, I understand rah, rah, rah for Libya, but I got to go, y'all.
He got to live to tell the story.
He was singing that song on Bugs Bunny, We the Boys of the Chorus, and I hope you like our show. I know you rooting for us, but now we got
to
go. And that dude went extra stage left. The earthquake, I don't know if DJ felt it. DJ's in Florida, and I know she might not have felt it that far down. Did you feel it?
I saw it on CNN. That's the most I knew about it.
Okay.
It didn't change my world
Black,
at all.
Nephew Black, did you feel it?
I was sitting here, and I live in an apartment on the third floor, so normally if a train goes past or something, my apartment will shake. So at first I thought there was a train going past, but then it started getting stronger. I thought I was about to die.
Oh, Lord.
I definitely felt it.
How long did it last, Nephew Black? How long did this earthquake last?
It lasted here for about 2 minutes.
A minute and 59 seconds longer than I'd want.
I'm going to be honest with you. 15 seconds is long.
Really? 2 minutes?
2 minutes is terror. I don't know.
I haven't felt one for 2 minutes.
I'm at it. Yes, Miss CJ is in California where they have them all the time.
Yeah.
And 2 minutes, 15 seconds is long. I was in Alaska and they had them all the time because it was on that same fault line as Cali is. And man, 15 seconds is long. I remember I was arguing with my girl and she was on the edge of her side of the bed. And I was on the edge of my side. And I hate you. And I hate you. The morning came. It was an earthquake with 10 seconds. somebody picked the bed up and shook us, and we was on top of each other. Like, I looked at her, I said, this is naughty by nature. Because I'm on top of you.
Ain't I?
It turned into, I love you. You all right?
Uh-huh.
How many fingers you got? How many toes you got? We took an inventory in that piece. Because it was crazy now, I'm telling you. So
wow.
I've been in an earthquake, but you said 2 minutes, Nephew Black. Are you sure?
It felt like 2 minutes.
It felt like 2 minutes.
It felt like 2 minutes.
Yeah,
okay. I can't say exactly 2 minutes. It felt that way.
Really? 2 minutes is too long, dude. I'm telling you, 15, 20 seconds feel like an hour of your life. One time I was outside of Alaska, I seen the trees shake and the cell phone poles, and my friend said, you better get back on the inside. You don't want the hole to open up and then swallow you up and then close back up.
Well, if you're on the inside and it opens up, aren't you going still?
I don't want the building to come down on me.
Oh,
I didn't know. I was between a rock and a hard place. I didn't know what to do. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, Donna. They have an earthquake park in Anchorage. In 1960, I think, they had an 8, 9 point something earthquake. And the whole neighborhood, you see the chimney stacks coming out the ground.
Wow.
So people were buried alive. Back then, they didn't have that much technology where they could have just went in the ground and opened up the house because without causing it to cave on the inside with the people in there. So people was dead inside their house.
Oh, well, this story goes from bad to sad. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Well, I'm just letting you know that Earthquake Park just swallowed the actual houses. So, and I'm sure Sherry can tell you some stuff from California, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, okay. Let's go to
Moving on to a lighter story. Wow.
This ain't lighter. This ain't lighter. My question is, what is one of your favorite Ashford and Simpson songs? Since Nick Ashford died this week of throat cancer.
Who goes first?
I'm going to be honest with you. I like the writing they did for other people. I really didn't like them per se, straight up. I mean, I like some of the stuff, but my favorite songs were when they wrote for other people because they did a lot of writing and arranging for other groups.
Yeah.
Miss CJ?
Anybody? Are you talking to me? Did you say C or D?
I said Miss CJ.
Okay.
Hmm. What about Ashford and Valerie Simpson? You got a favorite song? Or how did you feel about the situation?
Oh, well, of course it was that. But, I liked a couple of their songs.
And I know Nephew Black was a baby when they were out. I can smell
he called you out right away.
I can smell the milk all the way in Atlanta. That cat was a baby when these songs were out. You are talking to some old heads.
Oh, that's a rock was cool. How about my favorite was Is It Still Good to You?
Mm. I like that song. I think Nephew Black may have heard it.
Okay.
I think the only song I heard from them was Solid as a Rock. That's the only song I've heard.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow. That's what you call, he was in diapers when they were out.
I was still, why are you tripping? Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, why we gotta do this? All right. Let the old people talk, man. Y'all sit down, children.
So she was just wearing diapers at 15, I guess.
Okay. She had issues. Leave her alone. She had issues.
him. I don't feel like it. Kim Kardashian's wedding. What did y'all have to say about that? Kim,
I didn't see it.
You didn't see the news?
Nope. I'd rather talk about Ashley Simpson.
I'm gonna tell you.
Let's go back to Ashley.
Well, I'm gonna tell you about it. I'm gonna tell you about Kim. When she walked down the aisle and they did that top shot, the top view shot from like somebody was up in the air, focusing down as she walked down the aisle. That dang that veil was about what 10 feet, 12 feet long.
Oh, really?
And then, and when she was walking, for me, I was looking in the audience to see who was there. I wasn't looking at her. I'm looking in the audience like, who do I know? I see some black people, but I don't know them. And I see Serena. I seen her. There was some black people out there. Like, I was like, I don't know them.
Well, first of all, I'm sure you saw his daddy because he black.
Well, see, no, I didn't. We didn't get. This is when Kim was walking in the middle of the aisle, and I'm assuming, you know, I've been at a few weddings, but I'm assuming his family would have sat in the front, don't you think?
I'm hoping. I guess they let him sit up front.
Well,
oh, you know what I heard? I heard that they didn't even like it.
They didn't
really?
Like it.
Well, they thought
the wedding
it was more
was
of
free.
A show than a wedding.
Wasn't the wedding free? They didn't even have to pay for a $10 million wedding. They didn't have
no
to pay for it. I would have got married, too.
Me, too. Three times.
You
got married everybody. Who else want to get married?
Yeah, me, too. You going to give me $10 million?
That's right. I'll do it a couple of times.
Yeah, I would have ran up there a couple. And that 6 foot cake, yeah, you seen that? You didn't
no,
see
what did it look
the
like?
Cake, the cake was incredible. It had like about, it seemed like it had about 6 or 7 cakes stacked in a tier, and it was 6 foot.
Tez, I want you to not watch any more TV this week.
Wow.
This is just watching the news. And this now I'm reading TV producers are accused of faking an important romantic encounter during the reality star's wedding.
You
so
mean they're not really a couple?
This is scripted. This is all staged and scripted.
This is scripted? It's not real?
Like, come on, DJ. I know you're playing.
I'm shocked. I'm just so
they
shocked.
Said the other one wasn't real. They still together.
You talking about Chloe and Lamar?
Yeah, they said that one wasn't real, and they're still together.
Okay, well, there you have it.
Well, they got a license, right? I'm assuming.
So this one is not real? Are you serious?
Well, they said a romantic encounter wasn't real that they did on the, you know, on TV.
Hmm. I guess I'm just not interested, so I'm having a hard time holding on to this information.
Okay, I'm getting ready to go to another one. One of the guys that died in the helicopter for the United States when they were, I think, in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
They had his funeral. It was yesterday or today.
Yesterday.
And the guys, you seen it with the dog sleep,
yeah.
Laying up there.
Yeah.
That was gripping.
That really got me.
That almost jerked a tear.
Really?
Yeah, because that was like the dog knew
was crying.
That the you know that was the master, and
yeah.
He just walked up there and laid down and waited till the best friend was speaking. I guess one of his comrades was speaking, and that's who's going to be the owner of the dog now.
Oh, really? Well, that's
his
nice.
His best friend. Yeah.
Okay, good.
What about this Vic? ESPN putting Mike Vick as a white person. It looked like Mike Vick, but he was white. Yeah, it was a. Did you see that, Nephew Black?
Yes, I saw that.
Go on, how do you feel about that?
I couldn't even do anything but laugh. It was just ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Being that your name is Black.
Yeah.
I know you had something to say about a white Vic.
Wow.
Oh, that's crazy. Okay. What about Will and Jada, and they saying that they broke up? And I heard it was over one of them little scenes that Jada did with Mark Anthony. That's why they said Mark Anthony and what you call it broke up. I'm just saying what
they
the rumors said. Yeah, they're still together.
Yeah,
they
and Maui's vacationing.
I think that those are the kind of stories that come out when somebody's got something coming out. I don't know if one of them has a movie coming out. Somebody must have something coming out. Something's coming out. Men in Black,
mm-hmm.
something. Because that's what gets people to come out and see them. They think they're going to see something. And I just think that's just, it's just all hype. I don't think it has any, it has no validity. I really don't.
I concur.
Dang. I think there was a out of work writer and he needed to eat. That cat said, these little hot dogs ain't gonna get it no more. I gotta write something. I need some steakums in my life. So he came up with a lie. He was watching what's the name of Jada's show?
Hawthorne.
You know, the doctor's show.
Hawthorne.
Yeah, he's watching that and seeing Jada and Mark Anthony kiss and had that love scene, and he was like, "Hey, you know what I'm gonna do? I'll get ready to get paid." He told him, "Girl, we can really get paid. Girl, my stomach ain't gonna be grumbling tonight." That's what he did.
Wow.
I gotta thought about
it. The funny thing is on the news today, they talked to, what's his name, Alfonso Rivera, and they asked him how they were doing, and he said, they're doing good. I'm like, yeah, okay, we asking Carlton if he knows what's going on, and Will's really? We might as well ask DJ Jesse Jeff. Really?
You silly. Okay, this is a hot one that I'm sure everybody got something to say about it. In your opinion, how do you feel that President Obama is doing at his job in office? I'm going to start with DJ. I know I can feel the venom almost coming out.
You know what? I'm not angry. I'm disappointed. I think he's not doing a great job, but I don't think it's his fault. I think it's almost like saying, you know, this is Katrina. And somebody's got to go in and clean up, but everybody wants you to do it in a hurry, and it just doesn't work like that. They're trying to figure out when they're blaming this mess on him, but this mess was created long before he came along. They're all upset now because they're saying, how dare he raise the debt ceiling, and they're not going back and trying to remember how many times the debt ceiling was raised prior to this. We've got a president prior to this that raised the debt ceiling 4 times. And prior to him, Clinton raised it 6 times. Prior to him, the other Bush raised it 5 times. But this is the only president we're having an issue with raising the debt ceiling. I don't understand it.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
So it's a mess that he didn't create. And I just think that it's unfair, but at the same time, he's the one that chose this position, and he's going to deal with every dart they throw at him.
Well, CJ, go on and tell it. Let the realness come out. Don't let it ooze out too much. But why do DJ understand? Why she knows?
Because
she don't understand.
I think he's doing a great job, and I think that the Republicans they will do anything they can to make him look bad. They will tear this country up just so he won't look good and people won't vote for him in the next 4 years. That's my opinion. I think he's doing a great job because he is still there. He is still standing. And they don't even care if they mess up the economy, jobs. They don't care because they have their job. But they're going to do everything they can to tear him down so he'll look bad. And no women vote for him again. My opinion.
That's cool. Nephew Black, do you have something to say about that?
Yeah, I pretty much agree with what she said. He's doing the best that he can do with what he was stuck with from the previous president. So I think he's doing a good job as well, but the Republicans, like she said, are going to do anything they can to get him to go down.
Now, I understand what you're saying, DJ, about basically in the Congress is a push me, pull me. He do this, they going to push the other way. He do this, they going to buck the other way. I understand all that. And I think there should be a law for every congressman that's representing their state, whoever's in the bottom 50%, their job is on the line if they can't get these jobs up. I'm trying to tell you, for every state there's a percentage of unemployment. The people that have, we split half of the Congress up. The people that's 50% and above, that's on the high end, we ain't worried about their job. We worried about the people that, the states that's on the low end, the other half of the states. The 25 states that's the lowest ones, them congressmen and representatives, their job need to be on the line. Because if their people in their state lose their jobs, they need to lose their job too. I bet we get some work up in this piece. If somebody be writing a lie of a job like dude was when he tried to write that thing article on Jay and on Jada and Will, we gotta eat all kind of ideas and ooh, when you pay somebody steak and they go from steak to potato chips or potato sticks. Potato chips is eloquent. Potato sticks is on the low end ghetto. I bet there'll be some noise then. I'm gonna play a song by the Love Brothers since Ron ain't here. And this one is called I don't know which one I wanna play. The Only One. And this is by me and Ron L. I hope Ron Hill has got his head buried somewhere, man, because they going through it right now.
When I look at you, I start to fall in love. I want to taste you and know what you're made of. Straight to my heart is where you need to be, baby. It's simply put, for my happiness, you're the key lady. First seen you with a sexy walk, I know who you are, no need to talk. Sexy smiles and I have to kiss. Take you by the arm, you grab my wrist. Girl, do you really want some of this? The good five love, I know you miss. We bounce, no time to delay. Off your feet, on your back you lay. Looking so precious with a sexy smile. Your beauty overtakes me for a while. Your love runs wet, your life is now. I think I'm dropping a little all the time. The passion was up in the air. Bent you over, touch the very air. Something about the way you moan my name puts me out there, yeah, it's fun. When I look at you, I start to fall in love. I want to taste you and know what you're made of. Straight to my heart is where you need to be, baby. Simply put, for my happiness, you're the key lady.
Yo, this is poet, author, Mark Lacey. That's M-A-R-C-L-A-C-Y. And you are listening to ATAZP recorded live right here in the ATL. Don't forget to check me out at www.marklacey.com. That's www.marclacy.com. Read about the critically acclaimed The Looking Heart, Poetic Expressions from Within, and Reflux. And don't forget to keep it locked at ATAZP recorded live.
Yo, that's Mark Lacey, and Mark will hopefully be at the house party this year. And if Donna and CJ come through, y'all get to meet Mark Lacey, one of the best spoken word artists I've seen live. The dude be cutting up, for real, and trying to get the women all lathered up. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Question, did y'all see the Hall of Fame induction?
Yes. I did not.
Mm-mm. You did not, CJ, did you?
I did. I'm sorry?
Well, you heard about the speeches then, right?
Yeah, I did. I heard about Dennis Rodman. I heard some.
Well, the NBA one, there was the NBA, and then there was the NFL.
I saw the NFL. I even saw the statues that they gave out, and that one they gave Deion Sanders, he should give back. Oh.
Because it didn't look like him?
It was horrible. It had these huge, scary teeth, and it was ugly. That was the ugliest thing I ever
that's
saw.
That's how he looked. That's how he looked when he was younger,
no.
No.
You're definitely,
he
hey,
did
kind of
look like that.
That's my school. That's my schoolmate. Don't even go there. I know better. Deion did not look like that. No. He ain't nothing to look at, but he look better than that.
Deion, she said that. Your schoolmate.
That's right. I saw him before he
you
got his hair done. I know what he looked like.
You
DJ
knew how
said
he
that,
was.
Not CJ. DJ, get it right.
That's
DJ,
right.
DJ, she on
Florida. Donna, tell him he can still call me. I knew him when he was walking and riding a bike on campus.
Let's not get personal.
I'm just saying, he needs to give it back, and he needs to tell them that thing that they gave him looked like a troglodyte, and he needs to give it back.
I don't think they're going to be too perfect with the likeness.
The other ones were better.
The speech I liked the best out of all of them was Shannon Sharp.
He made me cry.
He put it down. Now, Deion did good, too. But Shannon did the best.
He did.
Did you see it, CJ?
I didn't see it. What was it?
It was the NFL Hall of Fame presentation.
Oh, no, I didn't see it. Sorry.
Shannon Sharp talked about his grandmother that raised him, because I find that ironic in itself, where it was the mom and dad, but the grandma raised them, and him and his brother that played football as well, Sterling.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, baby, the only thing I want a house that where it rains all night as hard as it can, I don't wake up wet.
Then that was everything.
Now that hit it right there. I was
That was it.
And Shannon was just so emotional with it, where he was very good. I didn't think it was going to be that good, being that it was him, but he surprised me. Very good. Excellent. On the NBA, the best one was Teresa Edwards, the WNBA player.
Okay.
And I loved her speech. She threw spoken word in it along with talking and then came back to some more spoken word, and her speech was eloquent. I loved her speech. Dennis, he mumbled and cried and stuttered and farted on stage.
I saw that on ESPN the next day.
I understand your pain, my brother, because it pains me to look at that hoop in your nose.
I thought maybe his girl underwear were too tight.
Way. But it's
his lingerie.
His wife looked good.
That, what does it have to do with him? He has money. A lot of people who
that's
look
what,
like
that's what messed me up. That was the bright. That was the bright spot of the whole speech.
Seriously.
When they cut away her.
Wow.
And his kids. That was about the bright spot because he loved his kids, but it was like he was a babe in the woods. He didn't know how to do it.
No,
didn't know
I
how
think
to be a father.
Is,
didn't know how to be a husband.
Well, he was a drug addict. Wasn't he just on that Dr. Drew show getting rehab?
Yeah, that was just for partying and all that. He wasn't
no
drug addict
was
when he was
drunk.
When
he
was playing.
Was drunk when he came and he was high. And then he said, I don't want to be here. I like being drunk. He said, I'm good at drunk.
DJ.
That's what I do.
Okay. I'm going to tell you right now.
And then they called his wife.
I'm going to tell you right now. Let me go ahead and tell you right now. Drug addict and being a drunk is two different things.
He said he was both. He was drunk and he was high, but he preferred being drunk. That's what the man said.
Okay. You said he said. Like I said, we should even his credibility should be thrown out the window right now. Am I right? He couldn't have been no drug addict and being in the NBA. He wouldn't have been playing.
He was a drug
they
addict.
They do random drug tests.
Right. You saying nobody in sports does any kind of drugs. Oh, okay. I'm with you then.
After 1990, I don't think they did. I mean, not unless they got caught. They would have got caught, DJ.
You're serious.
And as much as they didn't like, well, I'm trying to tell you, as much as they didn't like Dennis Rodman, they didn't like him.
All that means is whoever he was partying with was more powerful than he was. And they couldn't
so
tell on
David
him
Stern.
Without telling on themselves. Don't
so
fool
he
get
high with David Stern. Because I'm
exactly.
telling you now, after David Stern came in there, he ain't playing.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't like Dennis that much because of the bad publicity he gave the NBA. So you think if he was doing some drugs, they wouldn't have kicked him out quick?
If he didn't know as much as he knew, yeah, they would have kicked him out quick. They would have had to kick out a whole lot of those players from the other side of the track had he started talking. They couldn't risk that.
Okay. They
you only have eight
tips.
White boys in the whole league. They don't want them all gone.
Nephew Black, help me out. Obviously, she is not trying to see my point of the way he was when he played. He would have got kicked out. He was the first to go.
Yeah, nobody liked him. He would have been out real quick.
He wasn't really playing. Now, after he quit, I agree with you. You might have. He did have that show. That he had that reality show on MTV, and he was getting high then. Yeah, I agree with you after he quit. But while he was playing, he wasn't no drug addict.
Okay, all right. So you said he didn't smoke a blunt or nothing the whole time he was in the NBA, nothing.
What I'm saying is he wasn't no addict.
Okay, I'm just asking.
I did say you couldn't. He couldn't hit a couple of floozies or loosies, a couple of Romeos.
I'm saying if he was a regular user, that the weed man knew him by name. That's a user. Dude,
yes,
deliver.
Yes.
That's a user.
I'm gonna tell you, a user is different than an addict.
Okay, that's what all addicts
even,
say.
Wait a minute. Look, when Richard Pryor was an addict, he had that drug man too, and even the drug man told him, "Little Rich, you need to stop this shit." I'm worried about it. He's the one was selling it to him, telling him to stop.
That's all I'm saying about this dude. I'm telling you, sometimes people know stuff about you and they don't tell because it's gonna cost way too much money to too many other people.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you want to believe they all good, and I'm telling you, they not.
Real funny. Do CJ got anything to say about this?
Uh-uh.
Real funny. I love y'all very much.
That was cool.
CJ and DJ.
Yeah,
oh,
DJ had that.
Yeah, she got it. Bo Jackson is getting ready to be a co-owner of a bank.
Really?
Getting ready to be a. Yes, I'm reading it right now. Bo knows what? Bo knows
money.
Banking. He is part owner of a bank in the suburbs of Chicago, Burridge Bank and Trust.
Wow, we might be related after all, huh?
And the thing about it, he worked as a bank teller while he was at Auburn. So this goes to show that some of these football players just don't go into hot sauce and wings after their career. They go into banking.
Actually can count.
Okay.
Well, they got to be able to count them wings. That's a 10-piece, right? Skillet, get it ready in the back. Skillet. That's a 10-piece. You gonna put some of that mercury sauce on there.
Aw. He's a very smart guy.
I'm going to tell you, I went to, when I first came to Atlanta, went to this place called, it was Uncle Buck's or something. It was a restaurant, Uncle Joe's restaurant, and he had a few of them around the city of Atlanta. This was back in, 96, 95, when I first was stationed down in Fort Benning. Came up here, and I asked the dude for the barbecue ribs. He said, well, okay, what kind of sauce? You want the hot, the real hot, or just the regular? And I said, I'll take the real hot. They said, have you seen it before? I said, no. He said, well, I'm going to put some on the spoon. He took the metal spoon and got some of that real hot, hot barbecue sauce. And I heard on the steel it was sizzling.
Yeah, that ain't good, bro. You don't want that in your mouth.
That's not a good look. With the steel, it's going,
yeah, you don't
like,
want that in your mouth.
I heard the steel talking about, get it off my ass, get it off my ass.
Because somewhere that's got to come out of you. You don't want that in. You don't want that. Ooh.
Donna,
I quickly
reneged. Just,
okay, good
just
for you.
Give me the mild in a little Dixie cup, please. I don't even want none on my shit. Can I just have a dry rib? It was bad. Praise God. It was bad.
Wow.
So CJ, you got your stuff together for the house party, or you still got to get a ticket?
I just need a hotel close by.
And Darlene ain't talked to you yet?
Not yet.
What are you doing? You driving?
I'm on the computer.
Oh, okay. It sounds like you, like, in a tunnel somewhere. I'm serious.
Do I really?
In a cave. She sounds like she's in the back of a cave.
You sound very busy where you are.
Try to eat them. Like, what are you doing?
I know, I'm locked up. I'm on lockdown.
Well, we know that.
Oh, here we go. And that's
you
your man right
down.
There. That's your man.
I know what I'm saying out loud. I'm trying to reframe. See, it says in Ecclesiastes 13, there's a time to speak but spoken, and there's a time to laugh, and there's a time to reframe. And I'm trying to reframe. I'm
well,
trying to set
Lord,
up a
thanks.
New life.
Praise the Lord.
I'm trying to set up. Don't let me get talking about it. You got to be Ooh. About it. To know about Ooh. It.
Okay.
That's my favorite. And every time somebody get in trouble at work, I'm all the time saying, love lifting me. Trying to get them stirred up, you know.
Do they have any idea what they're dealing with? Any clue?
When Nathan Nils can help love lifting me. And I try to sing with a lot of Varvado. I try to sound like the lion in the Wizard of Oz. He had a whole lot of Varvado.
Yes, he did.
trying to pick a song, Marcia Ambrosia. This ain't on the CD. You got to go to SoundCloud.com. If any of y'all love music, go to SoundCloud.com, and you can find a whole lot of different artists from all over the world, the UK, Spain, France. This is Marcia Ambrosia, and this did not make the CD. It's called Take Care. Never fall asleep. Marsha Ambrosia. One of the songs that didn't make the CD, there's a few songs that did make the CD that's on SoundCloud, and you can go to SoundCloud.com, pull her up. You can pull up a whole lot of artists, but you'll run into a lot of unknowns that you haven't heard ever. And they're all good, because I've heard a lot of stuff. I was like, wow, I wish I, you know, could be in the other country and listen to what they jamming to on the radio. So there's a lot of hotness on SoundCloud.com. Did y'all like that?
It's nice. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I was still on that too. That's a real nice track. I'm going to have to get on SoundCloud after the show and check some more out.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of different music sites. I'm on about 15, 16, and I just put up a couple of songs, and then I don't even check those. I used to check MySpace, but I don't even check that. I don't update that no more. I got Reverb Nation. I don't even update that, but I update SoundCloud all the time, because you can post it on Facebook as well. Speaking of post, Miss CJ.
Yes.
Do we got a show next week with somebody?
No one has replied as of yet.
Well, stretch them out on Bootsy's Rubber Band to the next week, because we're going to do this Ron L. show next week.
Okay.
So the week after next week, stretch whoever calls to the next week. Because we're going to do this again next week. Did not think about the hurricane being, you know, getting ready to cross into Virginia, New York, the Maryland area. So I guess it's not an exact science when to predict these hurricanes.
Go figure.
Only when they're named after men you can predict them. But these women hurricanes.
You know, you're saying something that's really sad, because if you're saying men are so predictable, we know exactly what you're going to do. That's just sad.
Yeah, you can. I mean, a man's going to do it a certain way at a certain time. Yeah. But a woman, you just be like, oh, lad. She said she's going here, but she went to Sears to shop and buy some more shoes. We got 80 pairs of shoes in every closet in the house.
Whoa. You need to stay away from the F word. You just need to not mention it.
Shiny shoes?
You okay?
Simple shoes?
You need not talk about
that.
Not... Anyway.
Yeah, I know. That is your fetish. I see you posting different shoes on Facebook. I see you.
They're
do
my
that.
Children. They love me, and I love them back.
Well, that's cool. That's cool, DJ.
Yeah.
You wear them all year round, right?
And that is correct.
Okay.
I'm not going to go any further.
I'm getting ready to call you Wilma. Okay. I'm getting ready to call you Betty.
Anyway.
I'm just checking it.
Anyway,
you know,
what else you got?
Like family. I love y'all like family. You know that. Mm-hmm. We got 6 minutes. I'm gonna talk about the house party, because Donna did say, if she partook in some drink, that she might need to hang her head over here. And I told my wife said, yeah, we already know. She wasn't going nowhere if she drunk some of that bookum that they make all the time, that Ron and Gina make. Y'all wasn't going to get there, because I'm telling you, that's the story that DJ Stroke, who you will meet as well, he used to co-host the show long time ago when we first started at my mobile home in one room, and we were recording it and putting it on my website. He said when they made some bookum and they put it in a cranberry juice bottle for him. He took it home and he went to sleep, of course, and he was still asleep when his wife and his kids were downstairs eating breakfast. He said that I could hear him talking, but I was still kind of groggy. And she asked the kids, do you want some juice?
Oh, Lord. He going to jail.
There's
no statute of limitation on child abuse. There's no statute.
He said he hopped up, ran down the steps, because the dude had already told me he seen the devil when he drank it.
Yeah.
At my wedding, he said he seen the devil when he swallowed it. Because he was out there, they were in the hallway playing around, going to each other's room before the wedding, you know, the day before everybody had their motel room in North Carolina. And he was in their room drinking that. They bought a big old jug of it. And he was drinking it. So about 4 o'clock in the morning, he couldn't knock it on the room because he was staying in the suite with me until, you know, after I got married, of course. And
yeah.
We had like a couch. We had a couch and all that good stuff. So I'll sleep on the couch. He knocking on the door. I mean, real hard, you know? And I opened the door. This dude run in the room. I'm like, what are you running? And I stick my head out to see what he was running from. It was nothing there. I was like, what are you? The devil was after me. The devil.
Well, don't come in here.
Well, the first thing I asked him, what did he look like?
No, Lord.
what kind of suit did he have on? Was it red hot? Was he carrying a pitchfork? And this dude talking about he seen the devil. I'm like, you don't need to be drinking this shit if you see
yeah,
the
you
devil.
Don't let him drink no more, ever.
And he said he ran down the steps, and all he could think about was his kid talking about, Daddy, I see the devil. He had to stop that. He had me rolling. So, yeah, the drinking is quite heavy, and the eating is even more heavier. These folks eat and drink all night. I'm talking about all night. All night. And
that?
We talking about, well, I need some more of that chicken. Like, what? Well, dang, ain't it 2 o'clock in the morning? I need some more. I remember one of the second house party, I was telling them about Crystal's that serves those little small burgers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like the White Castle burgers, basically.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, we want to go. And it was like 3 in the morning. And one of the girls was so dizzy, laying on my couch, and she yelled, Tess, get me some too. Like, damn. I thought she was through for it. You know, she halfway drunk, halfway asleep, yelling out, but bring me some of them burgers back too. Man, I'm talking about we acted a fool all night, all day for those 3 days. So, just Donna, get your mind right.
Yeah.
I know CJ, being the athlete she is, she don't drink.
Well, we'll take care of hers.
CJ, do you drink?
Who, me?
I'm sorry.
No, CJ, I know you do.
Hey, try to relax, mister.
Oh, on my back. I thought you did. How about that? Was that
okay.
More polite?
Yeah,
okay.
Call me out like that. Is that really necessary?
Like, yeah, I'm sorry. I did lose my mind. You are not a drunkard.
Thank you.
No,
I don't go to the meeting.
CJ, is you on the line?
I am. I'm right here.
Okay. Did you drink?
Yeah.
Oh, hell.
My girl.
Well, I'm glad we got three couches in here. Is that you can't go nowhere. Say what?
Hawaiian punch.
Oh, Lord.
Wait. Don't get
we're
it.
We're
going to
get her up.
Hey, you know what? That's what it looked like. After they get through
her up.
It up. It is red.
Get her a Sydney cup.
You know what?
and a cup of anointing oil too.
Mm-hmm. You can drive us all CJ. You can drive us all the crystal when everything's done.
Yeah, well, I don't drink, so it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're gonna have some fun and meet some crazy people that I've been knowing for years. I mean, they're so crazy. They make me seem out. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Pat, you got to have some Code 45.
Yeah,
oh
yeah they got They might have some of that. I know Miss V told me she had drank some Coke 45 and said she was laid out. I guess she had like a couple of those big boys. In the morning, she said the phone was ringing, and it was like the horse kept kicking her in the head when she was trying to answer the phone.
Lord have mercy.
Like it kept back kicking. Don't answer. Say what?
She can't have any there.
Yeah, Miss V ain't going to be there more than likely. But I'm just saying what she told me. And then she can't have any anyway because she went through an episode almost was out of here 2 years ago because she just continuously drank and didn't go to the doctor and didn't check herself and had a couple of tumors. So she only can drink some light wine, like Jesus wine, really.
Yes.
And
it better have Jesus on the bottle
for her.
Or at least somebody need to be able to say it.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to thank you again for talking noise in the midst of confusion. We're supposed to have two more other people. Mr. Buzz couldn't make it. Thank you, Nephew Black, for coming in. And Nephew Black, you really didn't have to host it because Ron L. couldn't come either because of the hurricane.
Yes.
Hurricane. There's a song called Hurricane, too, ain't it? Yeah, I think it's by E-40. There's a song called Hurricane by E-40. Look it up on Google it. There's a song called Hurricane.
Yeah,
I remember that song.
We're sending prayers out to all of those in the path of this Irene, just to make sure they all come through safe.
Definitely.
Yes. Most definitely. And I'm just going to end it with a song. I'm gonna play Sahai the Prince. I know y'all don't know. Y'all don't know some of this new music. This is Sahai the Prince. Ring Bells with Martin Luther King off in this thing. See you next week. We're going to do the Ron L. Show next week. One love.
Let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and mole hill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
My life is so historical, you talking to the oracle. Am I the prince? That question is rhetorical. People scream my name when I'm riding down Memorial. Black and orange Chevy like I'm playing for the Orioles. Black and white bitch, yeah, that's my little Oreo. The Stone Mount folktale, this is how the story go. I used to see my pastor preaching in the Georgios. Then I thought about myself speaking in my sporty clothes. Talking about real life shit like the Maury Show. Notebook full of pictures, that's my portfolio. Yeah, every time I quote a flow, I'm talking to your spirit. Fuck around and catch the Holy Ghost. The rap Frederick Douglass, I'm my own publicist. Just wrote a book, trying to find someone to publish it. Black Panther, speaking out in public. Who never cut a brick, bubbled it a double. No feelings for a woman, I'm the wrong one to cuddle with. Only show love to the people that I struggle with. I'm doing well, but my flows is the sickest. Plus my name rings bells like my name rings bells. Shout it S around the ATL. My name rang bells. From Wright Street to the Carroll County Jail. My name rang bells. Call me Prince Sahi or Sedell. My name rang bells.
Let freedom ring.
Sahi. Yeah. I ain't no rapper, son. Living in Babylon. Go to the strip club just to get a stack of ones. Throw it on the baddest one for a little chatter, son. Rappers asking for weed, but even if I had a blunt, I wouldn't smoke it with you even if I had a ton. My name pulls strings like Lenny Kravitz's thumb. Fuck a pen, I use a magic wand. I'm in the studio, that's usually where the magic's done. Yeah, nigga buried me in Avalon. How would I travel on if I ain't never had a son? You hear the xylophones every time I growl a phone. The microphone is ringing like I dial the phone. I'm in the hood that you wouldn't walk a mile alone. Fuck the palace, catch me in the battle zone. Automatic flamethrower, watch me get my rattle on. The only thing left is ashes and the pile of bones. Yeah, everybody knows me. You Merc Prince, nigga, that's like a trophy. Haters wanna ride on me like Yoshi, cause I got that girl running routes like Stokely. I'm so popular, Def Jam don't promote me. Ice Cube with the movies, but I don't know Smokey. They say my flow is magic and trickery sells. My name rang louder than the Liberty. My name rang bells. My name rang bells. My name rang bells. Call me Prince, I high over there. My name rang bells.